need you to, I need you to take over. Please take over. Questions left unanswered, feels like my prayers are hitting these walls. So I'm left here wondering if you can still hear me at all. I've been here so long, my faith is getting weak, so I just have to believe.
You are good. good and your mercy endureth forever.
Hallelujah. Isn't he a good father?
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Let's worship him like so. Come on, God.
Lord, you are good and just your mercy endureth forever.
This is our heart's cry because Jesus, you've been so
Lord,
good.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Now let's send people from every nation.
People from every nation is
from
generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you.
Your name is all we need.
eternal King. You reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all they need. Your name is all we need.
For there is freedom in the name. There's healing in the name. For there is power in the name. Salvation in the name, for there is life in your name. There is no other name but Jesus. Jesus. Come on, let's sing that.
There is freedom in the name.
There's healing.
Healing in the name. Salvation is the name.
For there is
life.
Something. I really feel like God wants to break loose in this place. Anybody else? Come on. One of the things we see, Old Testament, New Testament, powerful, mighty moves, powerful, mighty men and women of God are those who are invested in knowing God's direction. So powerful. We see Moses was led by direction. Noah was led by direction. Daniel and the lion said, led by direction, even when things were coming against them. And just real quick, on Thursday I was sharing with the teenagers, and I felt like I need to share with this real quick before we go into our last song. But there's a position of power in the kingdom. We know in sports, if your feet are together, anybody play sports, wave at me, come on. If your feet are together, it's easy to move you. It's easy to get thrown off. It's easy. We got football around the corner. Anybody watch yesterday? It's easy. If your feet are together, you're getting hit and you're moving. But there's a power position they teach you in football. That's if you get real low and square those shoulders off. You're not getting moved. you're not getting moved. But see, there's a power position in the kingdom, and you got a choice. When opposition comes against you, you can isolate yourself and run. You can be upset with God. You can run. You can get away from that power position and get those feet together and get knocked all around. Or you can make the decision, you know what? I'm going to drop down into that power stance. I'm going to press in. When there's something trying to press on me, when I feel the pressure, I'm not going to run. I'm going to press in to the things of God. And as I press in, I'm going to see mighty things shift and shake and move. But here's the position of power in the kingdom. It's not standing straight up. It's not down in a power position like football. But in fact, it's on your knees. See, Jesus told a parable in the Gospels of the wheat and the tare. And he said he went out and a farmer sowed a field of wheat, and it was good seed. And his people came in at the end and said, "You must have sowed bad seed." He said, "I never sowed bad seed. I never planted anything that was bad. But what happened is an enemy came and he sowed bad seed. So here's what you're going to do when the harvest comes. You're going to go out and you're going to take those tare. You're going to take the wheat. You're going to take the things that don't belong. And you're going to gather them up and bunch them up and throw them into the fire. And the wheat will remain." But you know how they knew the difference between the wheat and the tare? The tare stood straight up and down because it didn't bear any fruit in submission. The wheat, on the other half, because they bore fruit in submission, were bowing down at the king. Can I tell you this morning that if anything's coming against you, your power position is on your knee in the presence of Jesus. It's on your knee in the presence of Jesus. It's bowed in submission. It's right there bearing fruit of submission. Because if you can bow down, that's your position of power this morning. You say, "Well, everything's good. I don't have anything going wrong in my life. Everything's great." You know what smart people do? You know what the Spartans did with their children when they were little? They sent them to get prepared for war when they were little, so when war came, they were ready. You want to know why it's important to be in your power position even when something is not going wrong? It's so when those things try to come against you, when the evil one tries to steal, kill, and destroy from you, you got a sharp sword. You know what you're doing. You're built up. You're battle ready. So this morning, as we go into this last song, I'm going to encourage you. If you feel like something's going against you, and you feel like you're ready to be prepared for something, get in that position of power. So, I'd have to get out of my seat. Well, darn, maybe you got to get out of your seat. But can I tell you, now is the moment to get into that position of power, to dig into what God has for us, to press into the things of God. So if that's you this morning, said, "I'm ready to dig into the things of God." The altar is open. Your chairs are open. Go ahead this morning and press into the things of God with our hands above our heads or our knees to the ground. Let's sing this out. Let's give him what he deserves this morning from the back to the front.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Come on, sing it with me.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
To break every chain.
To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
Hallelujah.
There's an army rising up.
To break every chain,
break every chain,
to break every chain,
break every chain,
oh,
break every chain.
break every chain, break every chain.
To break every chain,
break every chain.
They're breaking
break
now.
Every chain.
He's taking
break
chains.
Every
there's an army rising up to break,
break every chain,
yeah.
Break every chain,
break every
chain,
hallelujah, to break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain.
Sing it with me, I feel,
and I feel the chains falling.
Chains of depression, chains of fear falling.
I hear the chains.
Hallelujah.
Falling.
Hallelujah. Chains of addiction falling right now. I see it.
I hear the chains falling.
Because there's a river of living water right here. So if you have chains,
I hear the chains.
You better get
falling.
Yourself down here right now. Because
I hear the chains.
Yes, I feel it. I can feel the chains falling.
I hear the chains falling.
Hallelujah. Yes, I can hear the chains are falling down.
I hear the chains
hallelujah.
Falling.
Somebody sing, I'm free. I can hear the chains.
I hear the chains falling.
Yes, the chains of health problems on my family. I feel them falling.
The chains
of suicide, I see them falling.
I hear the chains falling.
I can tell that we are feeling the chains.
I hear the chains falling.
So break every chain.
So break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Won't you take every chain?
Break every chain.
Hallelujah.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
To break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
To break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Last time, there is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
To break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Stay right where you are. Don't move. The anointing, the power, the presence of God is in this place this morning. Stay right where you are. As we sing this song, breaking chains is what the Lord came to do. But there's so many that have been so wrapped up in those chains that they refuse to loosen them, to break them. But in this song, it says, there's an army that's rising up. That army is us, people. That army is us, people. That army is the children of God. But see, what's happened so often is that we've allowed the enemy to keep us chained up. So what happens is we get delusional. We start thinking different thoughts that are not of God, and we've allowed them to captivate our lives. But remember, in the Old Testament, we see it time and time again where the Lord, He caused the enemy's army to become delusional and to fight themselves. But come on, people. People of God, we got to raise up. People of God, we've got to shout the name of Jesus. Right now, we need to shout the name of Jesus. Come on. 1, 2, 3, Jesus. We need to understand that the enemy, he's here to keep us tied down. He's here to keep us in chains. We don't just sing a song to say, hey, we sang today in church. We sing a song because we want chains broken in our lives. So whatever that chain is, whatever that bondage is, it might be in your body. It might be in your mind. It might be in your wealth. Come on, people of God. We're the army of God, and we know that He's coming soon. We're the army of God, and He wants to use us. So as we sing this song, real quick, once again, I want us to raise our voices like we've never raised before. You know what? Some of us have shouted at ball games. Some of us have shouted in the bars. But this morning, we're choosing to shout in the house of God, in the name of Jesus, because this is His house. And when you shout, you're shouting that chains are broken off. That means if there's unforgiveness in your life, that means if there's bitterness in your life, it needs to be broken off. All right, let's go. Come on, shout. Come on, army of God.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
To break.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
Yes, break every chain.
To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
See, I feel the chains falling.
I hear the chains falling.
Come on, sing it out with everything.
I hear the chains falling. Chains falling.
To break.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
This morning we broke some chains. This morning we broke some chains. Lord, we thank You. We thank You for the power and the authority, Lord God. What happened in the supernatural, there's chains now at Your feet that are broken off, that no longer have any hold on You. In the name of Jesus, they should not come back up in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank You, Father, that You've given us the authority, the power to break every chain. Jesus, we thank You for Your presence.
We thank you for your power and your anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage. Jesus, you're worthy. Jesus, you're worthy. Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, I loosen even a spirit of joy to come over the house of God in Jesus' name. A spirit of joy that God, no man can take away. Not even the enemy can come and steal. That joy is our strength. Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Father, we honor you this morning. Thank you for coming to your house. Thank you for coming and touching our lives this morning. And Lord, I just thank you, Father. You're coming soon, Jesus. You're coming soon. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This morning, I pray, God, that in the name of Jesus, we're not going to leave this place the same way we came in. And Father God, when we walk out these doors, we're going to have a tenacity and a boldness within our spirits. And Father, we're going to go and talk to people that we've never talked to before. We're going to go and declare to people that we've held bondages over or things against, that we're going to say, you know what? I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. That, Lord God, nothing's going to hold us back anymore in the name of Jesus. Nothing. And Father, I'm asking, Holy Spirit, that anytime we get out of alignment, Holy Ghost, bring that conviction. Bring that conviction. Lord, I'm asking even that, God. Lord, if there's people that go to bed and with unforgiveness or any animosity in their heart, that, Father, you're just not going to let them rest. That, God, we're going to have to ask for your forgiveness and we're going to have to lay these things at your feet. So, Father, we thank you. We bless you. This morning is yours. And we're here to hear what you have to say to us. So, Father, we thank you. We glorify you in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, listen, you got a job to do, people of God. Go find somebody that you do not know and say, good morning, you look wonderful today. Go find somebody you do not know, you look wonderful today.
What would happen if the people of God started handling money God's ways? You work too hard to get to the end of your life and have nothing to show for it.
This is my family's legacy that I'm talking about here. I've got to have a plan and be focused.
That knowledge that you pass down to your kids, that is how you change a family tree.
You change your life when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And you have that moment where you say, I've had it. I am not going to live like this anymore.
Hi, HT family. I want to invite you to our Welcome Home Weekend. Starting on Saturday, September 16th, we are going to have an amazing opportunity for you to come and connect with other families and make memories that are going to last for a lifetime. We're going to have food vendors. We're going to have a family lip sync battle and family games that you and all your kids and all your brothers and sisters can participate in. At the end of the night, we're going to have a movie under the stars. You don't want to miss that. So I want to invite you, come make family moments and celebrate.
Hey, Histab family, excuse my sunglasses, it's bright in here, but we got to remind you again about our volunteer breakfast that's coming up September 30th at 9 a.m. right here at the church. Again, this is an opportunity where we as pastors and leaders want to bless our volunteers. So make sure you sign up and RSVP to your leader, 9 a.m. September 30th. Be here, get some food. Hey, something else we have coming up. Our next water baptism is September 24th. You can sign up for either 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. service, but this is where you can go deeper in Jesus. And whether you've been baptized before or you'd like to do it again, make sure you sign up. Again, September 24th, 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. service. Come to the Hub and sign up today. Oh, my Lord.
Okay, everybody, let's get this thing rolling. I need some good ideas for the next Awaken Monthly.
Let's do a fiesta.
I like it. Give me some activities.
I mean, we can have a pepper eating contest.
Sure, what else?
We should get tacos.
Well, it's kind of a given, but yeah, sure.
How about a mechanical bull?
Yes, keep them coming.
I really want tacos.
Yes, Marcus, we know.
Yeah, and if you bring a friend, you can win a Moe's gift card.
I love it. Marcus, do you have any actual ideas? Where did you... Any other ideas? Everyone just leave.
Marcus is very anointed. Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing this morning? Welcome to our 9 a.m. service for the first Sunday service of September. We're so excited you guys are here. If this is your first time here, can I just see your hand? If you came out to worship with us this Labor Day weekend, thank you so much. We have one back there. We have one right up here. Come on, give it up for our guests. Come on. Amen. Just keep your hands lifted up. We have a gift for you guys. There's one more up here, Angel, or Pam, one right up here. Thank you so much for coming to worship with us. Inside that bag, you find a gift and a card and just some more information about who we are. After service, if you could just meet us on this side of the sanctuary, we have a guest reception. Get to meet some of our pastors and people on staff just to get to know you a little bit more, have some coffee, have some refreshments. But above all, just to say thank you so much for coming to worship with us on this Labor Day weekend. Live stream, we love you guys. Come on, get up for live stream. Y'all are faithful every single week to tune in. It is exciting. As you guys can see, our senior pastors are not here. We have very handsome fill-ins. That's what their wives say. Our pastors are actually in Idaho right now. Pastor Spencer, he is preaching for a pastor friend of his, and he's actually preaching to 5 campuses simultaneously, reaching over 1,500 people. How powerful is that? So we just love our pastors. Pastors, we love you guys. We bless you. We pray that God would just use you so mightily as you have left an impartation in this house. Wherever you go, wherever your feet will touch, we know that impartation is going to touch people as well. So we're thankful for the people in Idaho for opening up their doors, and we are excited for what God's going to do in those 5 campuses. So come on, give it up for our senior pastors. We love them. Awesome. Those are some amazing video announcements. You have your bulletins. There's even more information in there. Just one more thing I'd like to just share with you guys. Who has been tracking the Hurricane Harvey? It's been incredibly devastating. In fact, some of our students in our Bible college, you guys know they are from Houston, and some of their families have been directly impacted. So this has been hitting home. But who knows that whenever there is trial and tribulation, there is an army of God that's willing to rise up. Amen? And within our very own house, we have a few people. We have Jay Collins and Keith Smith and a few other people with the Children's Rescue Initiative Rescue Team. They're going to be going down this week to put their hands to the plow, put action behind words, and to lend a helping hand. Amen. So there's a list of things that they will need. Amen. So Keith, if you could just stand up. If you guys can go and see Keith after the service, if there's anything that you would like to donate or to contribute, please go see him. All right? It's cute to post no scriptures on Facebook, but let's put our hands to the plow. Amen? All right. At this time, let's have the ushers pass out the offering envelopes. As they pass that out, I have a testimony that I'd like to share with you. The person was a little bit anxious to get up here, so I'm going to just share it on their behalf. So there's a lady in our congregation. She was diagnosed with thyroid cancer about 2 to 3 years ago. And the doctor said that there was nothing that they could do besides go through surgery and radiation. So unfortunately, October 2015, she had to undergo all of that. But she came out okay. Things were good. She came back to the house. 2 weeks ago, the doctors brought her in and said, "We think the cancer is back. So we unfortunately have to do a full body scan." And she began rebuking them and standing on the word, because that's what we teach in this house. Amen. So after the full body scan, check this out. The doctor said, "We can't find anything." But then the doctor said, "Well, there's something still has to be in there." So then they went ahead and they did a PET scan this past weekend. Full PET scan. And the doctor came back and said, "I still can't find it." And the doctors keep telling her, "Well, it's still in there. We believe that." But I'm here to tell you, this phenomenal, strong woman of God from this house is standing on the word of God. She has been healed. She has been set free. Every chain has been broken. And she is standing in faith that that thing is never coming back. And I asked her what had carried her. She said just a very few things. She stood on the word. She sowed a significant seed. And she did not leave her anointing of serving in this house. So I want to challenge you guys with that. Whatever you're going through, it could be cancer, it could be sickness, it could be grief. 3 simple things from my friend. Stand in the word. Sow a seed, not to me, not to pastor, but to God. And do not forsake your anointing in this house. Amen? If you're ready, come on, stand up to your feet. Let's give our supernatural declaration. Her testimony can be yours. Everyone's testimony you've heard up here, it can be yours as well through the power of your seed. So if you're ready, come on, say it with me. I'm blessed going in, and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse, and I'm blessed in my basket. The blessings are chasing me down. They have tripped me up because I'm a child of God. Now shout, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on down and bring your offerings to the Lord.
Tabernacle, how are you guys today? No, 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 no. We've made this deal in the past. Can you guys turn me up a little bit in the monitors? We've made this deal in the past. You're not allowed to be quiet on me, all right? How are you doing this morning? Much better. I love you guys. As Pastor Obi was saying, our senior pastors are in Idaho. I'd like to just pray for them real quick that they have a great service and that they travel safe and they have a great great time and fellowship with this other pastor. So, Father, I thank you for our senior pastors. I thank you, Lord, that you've given them amazing opportunity. I pray that that church is changed, transformed, challenged, launched forward into a new season and into a new time. So, Father, I just thank you for everything that you're doing here. I thank you for everything that you're using them for. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Well, good morning. Happy Labor Day weekend. I'm proud of you guys. I'm happy that you're here. Anybody excited for your kids to go back to school? That's so funny. That's so funny. Well, with that being said, I really believe in my heart that as we go into this next season, which really is what it is, we're going into a new season. We got school around the corner. We have 4 more months until 2018. But I believe that these last 4 months of 2017 are going to be better than our previous 18 years at His Tabernacle, that what Jesus has planned is just absolutely out of this world. And I'm so excited to be a part of it. And this morning, I want to really just challenge and talk to you about how to change those levels and how to go from one spot to the next. Because I believe that as the body of Christ, we're the ones that are moving. It's not just the building, it's not just the pastors, but it's every single one of us that are playing our part, that are living out our purpose, that are seeing mighty things happen through our hands, which in turn affects the body of Christ. Because we are the body. And really our goal here is to love God, to save souls, come on, and what's the last one is develop leaders, which is just to disciple people. And I believe that we're called to disciple people in turn that they'll disciple people. A true disciple creates disciples. And I also believe that there's 4 marks of a true disciple. The first one I see in John chapter 13, and they will be known by their love. Jesus was talking about his disciples. You'll be able to know they're my disciples by their love. And then the second mark we see 2 chapters later in John chapter 15. He said, and you'll know them because they'll produce much fruit. And the very next one, John chapter 17, says, he's praying to God and he's talking about his disciples. He said, I receive your word, I give them your word, and they hear your word. They receive your word. So they're obedient to the word of God. And I'm really excited this morning because I believe that we've all been called to produce fruit. I believe we've all been called to do something mighty in the name of Jesus. But like I was just saying, there's levels to this. The first level of the Spirit is salvation. We see this in John chapter 4 with the woman at the well. He says, if you'll drink of this water, you'll experience eternal life. The very first level is salvation. I believe that is the beginning, and it's one of the greatest starts. It is the greatest start you can ever have to go from death into life. And that is so exciting that we can have salvation through the name of Jesus. But it didn't stop there. There's another level of the Spirit, and that's rivers. We hear some music coming through. Got some music to support me. We don't need a keyboardist this morning or an organ. We have the radio. Hallelujah. But the second level is rivers. He said in John chapter 7, he was talking at the assembly during a feast, and he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, John 7:38. And he was speaking of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So he's saying the first level is wells. You can have salvation. And the second level is rivers. You can have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we'll get into what that is. But the third level, the greatest level, the level he has for every single believer is the reign of God. Because without the rain, the rivers are dry and the wells are dry. If you want a supply of anything from the Spirit, if you want a supply of anything from God and what He has planned from you, it's from the very reign of God, which we will call this morning the anointing. It's the anointing that supplies and allows for salvation. It's the anointing that allows and supplies for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and power. Leonard Ravenhill said it really powerfully. He said, the world doesn't need another definition or a new definition of Christianity. They need a new demonstration of Christianity. And I believe the world is looking for exactly what you have. They're not looking for a wisdom nugget. They're looking for freedom. And they're not just looking for a good idea. They're looking for freedom. They're not just looking for religion. They've had enough of it. They're looking for the power of God that's working in your life, that's working through your life to bring freedom every place you go. So what is the anointing? Because I believe it's for every single believer. I believe it's for all of us to operate in. I believe it's for every single person in here. I believe that the anointing, according to the word of God, is the smearing of oil or the enduing, the giving of power. The anointing is absolutely for every single person here. And it's crazy because the world has marked you. The world has marked you with your issues. They might call you an alcoholic or a former alcoholic. They might call you a sinner. They might call you a chef. They might call you a banker. They have marked you with something. But the Lord also has a mark for us. And that is Christian. That is anointed one. That is endued with power. You might be a banker, but you're a banker with power. You might be a housewife, but you're a housewife with power. You might be a construction worker, but you're a construction worker with power, because they don't need to see just what they are. They need to see what God has called you and us. At the end of the day, the anointing, the power of God, is the only thing that can make what God has called you to do move. See, in Genesis chapter 6 and chapter 7, we see the story of Noah. And we know the story of Noah. It's really easy. God came to him and said, there's going to be a flood, and I want you to build an ark for me. And when you build this ark, here are the specific dimensions. Here's exactly how it should look, exactly how it should be built. And the Bible says, and Noah did everything that he was told to do. But do you know what the crazy part about this was? This boat he was called to build, the world had never seen a flood before. In fact, according to the word of God, they had never even seen rain before. How crazy is it that if you look at this biblically, what God had told Noah to build, the world had never seen. The world didn't understand because he was ridiculed for it. But the only way it could move was by the rain of God. What God has called you to do, what God has built inside of you, can only move by the power and anointing of God. People might not understand it. People might not get it. They might ridicule you for it. But at the end of the day, what God has called you to do can only move, can only be moved forward, can only be accomplished by the power of God. I see a lot of people frustrated because the boat's not moving. I see a lot of people frustrated because they're building the wrong boat with their power, with their vision, with what they think their purpose should be. But at the end of the day, just like with Noah and just like with Moses and just like with Abraham and just like with the apostles, every single one of them was called with purpose. And as they lived out their God-given purpose, not their purpose, not their desires, but as they lived out their God-given purpose, it was moved by the power. It was moved by the reign of God. See, don't build the wrong boat. We need to hear from heaven. That's why we need to be in that position of power like I was talking about in prayer and praise. See, the anointing is not a feeling. It is a force. Nothing gets done without it. The anointing makes things work. The work of purpose is not possible without it. Your purpose can only be accomplished with the power of God. And purpose is a divine assignment. Therefore, it requires divine enabling for performance. If your purpose is by divine appointment, is by divine purpose, then you need divine power to move it forward. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how big or how small you think it is. It matters that you have the power of God operating in your life. this is why it's so important. Because we weren't called just to build a big church. You realize that, right? We're not called to build a big church. We're called to empty the gates of hell. Every single person from the back of this sanctuary to the front of this sanctuary to watching on live stream, every single person, our purpose is to empty the gates of hell, is to empty what the enemy is trying to destroy, is to redeem souls back, is to bring death into life. It doesn't matter if you're a bank teller or if you're a pastor. It doesn't matter if you're a construction worker or if you're a housewife. It does not matter where you are right now. Our purpose and our destiny is to win and to impact souls and to empty the gates of hell. Isaiah 5:14, and I want you to get this part into your heart. If you don't hear anything else today, I want this to break your heart. Isaiah 5:14, it says, "For Sheol," which is another word for hell, "for hell has enlarged itself and opened its mouth beyond measure." The Bible just declared in Isaiah 5:14, that the gates of hell, the mouth of hell, opened up wider than originally planned because it was going to swallow more souls beyond measure, that it had to be enlarged. And do you know what breaks my heart is I don't see in the Word of God where heaven had to be enlarged. I only see where hell has to be enlarged. And I want to be the one where it can say, and the gates of heaven had to be opened up wider, that more people, the gates had to be spread open. Not that the gates of hell were widened, but we as a body of Christ got so passionate about souls, so brokenhearted, that people are going to hell. People we see every day. As we get back into our normal work schedule, as our kids go back to school, as you start to see people in the sports world, as your kids are going out, as you start to get back into this normal season, I don't believe God has called it to be a normal season at all. I believe He's called it for breakthrough. And that's from the 5-year-old to the 95-year-old. He's called it for breakthrough. He's called it for something different. He's called it for mighty, mighty works. The crazy part is, if He started with the anointing of God, think about it, in the Old Testament, the kings, the priests, were all anointed. They were endued, they were given power to do many mighty works. King David himself, remember, he was out in a field when the prophet comes to town, and the prophet's looking through his brothers, and they say, well, it's not this one, not this one, not this one. Definitely not this one. And the prophet looks, he says, do you have any more sons? He said, yeah, I got one more. He's the youngest. He's out in the field with the sheep. That's really all he's good for. How crazy is it that even the one that the world looked over, the Lord looked at? See, it doesn't matter. If you feel like you're just another person in the chair, it's a lie. Doesn't matter if you feel like you're just a person without purpose, it's a lie. It doesn't matter exactly how you feel. It matters what the Word of God said. And if the world overlooked David, one of the greatest kings, the lineage that Jesus came through, if the world will look over him, but the Lord looked at him, how much more can the Lord look at you? We see the Old Testament and we see Jesus in Luke 4:18. Jesus proclaimed, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. He has endued me with power. He has marked me with power to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. The anointing was for the priests and the kings in the Old Testament. It was for Jesus in the New Testament. It was for the disciples in the New Testament, John 20:21-22. And Jesus said to them again, peace to you as the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. How crazy is it that in the Old Testament it was for the priests and the kings. That's the power, the marking, the anointing of God to accomplish the purpose he set them for. For Jesus, he was sent with the anointing to accomplish what he was sent here for. The apostles, the disciples, they were given power to accomplish what they were set here for. So why, if everybody in the Bible, everyone in the history of our belief system was given power, would we also not be given power? See, I need you to take a deep breath this morning. Come on, from the back to the front, take a deep breath. Don't let it out. Okay, let it out. Take another deep breath. Let this one out quick. I don't want anyone to pass out. Take another deep breath. You know what I see? I see a room full of life. I see a room full of breath. What you need to know is if you have breath, you have purpose. If you're still alive, God has a purpose for you here on earth. And it's not just to have a nice family. It's not just to have a good job. It's not just to set up for a good retirement. But it's to empty the gates of hell. Take a deep breath. Let it out. If you got breath, you have purpose to empty the gates of hell wherever you are right now. And you know what the crazy thing about purpose is? If you have purpose, you have access to power. The Spirit of God has not pulled back. He's only trying to reach out more. The Spirit of God has not left the church. It has not left the body. He's saying, in these end days, I will pour out my Spirit on all men. The crazy thing is, this is a commission, right? In Matthew 28 and Matthew chapter 16, we've been commissioned to do the work of Christ. We are not a secret agent who's all by himself in the middle of a foreign country. We are not on a single-man mission right now. We're not just out in our workplace all alone. We're not in our school all alone. We're not in our home all alone. We're not in our social groups all alone. But we're on a commission from heaven with the Holy Spirit living inside of us. See, we're not alone. It's not a secret mission that we're by ourselves. We're empowered by the Holy Ghost that's living inside of us. And I believe that this season is for power. It's for breakthrough. It's for greater works in these times to see the gates of hell emptied. John 14, 10 and 12, he says, this is Jesus. He said, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. It's the Father that dwelled in Jesus that does the works. And it's the Father that dwells in us that does the works. He said, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works I do, he will also do. And greater works than these he will do. See, the Son of God, the Anointed One, Jesus Christ, he said, greater works you'll do. You'll do many mighty works on behalf of him, because the Spirit of God that lives inside of him lives inside of us. The Spirit of God that empowered him empowers us to do many mighty works. You're saying, well, that's nice, but I don't know what's going to happen in my life. Can I tell you what's going to happen in your life? I preached this message in at a youth conference about 2 months ago. And they had a delivery guy show up. And one of the kids ran over and was like, hey, man, you got any pain? Anything wrong with you? You need Jesus? And the guy's like, I'm good. I'm just dropping off this chicken. Like, I'm good, buddy. I'm good. And the kid's like, well, let me pray for you. And the guy's like, all right, whatever, dude. Like, just pray for me. Get this over with. This young man grabbed his hand and prayed the power of God in his life. And he just about went down in the church foyer. It's for everybody. It's for the teenager, and it's for the person that's been saved for 80 years. It's for everyone in between. It's for anyone that wants that power. It's for anyone that's hungry to see a mighty shift and change. It's for anyone that wants to empty the gates of hell exactly where they are. I don't believe that you want to see your friends go to hell, your family members go to hell, your classmates go to hell. I don't believe that you want that, and neither does Jesus, and that's why he's given us power from heaven. It's a gift. God is the source of the ability. He's the one who anoints. He delights in anointing his vessels for greater accomplishments, for many mighty works from heaven. See, the anointing will turn barriers into breakthroughs, and it will turn highways, it will turn mountains into highways, it'll turn seas into dry ground, it will turn anything that opposes God's power and plan into absolute ease. And it's even what we're called. His name was Jesus Christ. Christ meaning the anointed one. By the way, don't you call yourself a Christian? Don't you call yourself a believer in the anointed one? Jesus said in 1 John 2:20, but you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you have all knowledge. But you have been anointed. You will do greater works. I believe that God has a church, God has a season, God has a plan and a purpose for you. And it's not to do it alone, but it's to do it with the power that he has marked you with. It's to do it with the anointing that he's marked you with. Acts 2:17, then that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Look, church. We're not a social club. We're not just a group of people that like to hang out on Sunday morning, get up early, and look good. We are absolutely anointed ones that believe in a Jesus Christ that came to redeem the souls of every person that's lost. And he's commissioned us. He said in John 15, my disciples will produce much fruit. I believe he's called us to produce fruit, which is to win disciples, to win souls back from the gates of hell. And what he's called you to do, he's equipped you to do. If he's given you a mission, he's on that commission with you. He's equipped us to do it. He's given us power from heaven to do it. And that's where I believe what we will see what God has promised. When every single person says, you know what? I'm going to live out my God-given purpose. I'm not going to live out in fear. I'm not going to live out in regret. I'm not going to live out in anything else. I'm going to live my God-given purpose with boldness and with power, walking in the Spirit, not just walking in salvation, not just walking in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but walking in the reign of heaven, the anointing of heaven, to see many mighty works done by God through my hands, to see my school saved, my workplace saved. It's crazy. I just don't know if we believe it. There was a young girl in West Virginia last year. Check how crazy this is. She decided that she wanted to see people go to heaven. So she started reading her Bible by her locker and invited a couple friends. Instead of just meeting by the locker after a couple weeks, it moved into a classroom. Instead of a classroom, after a couple more weeks, it moved into an auditorium because it was too small. Instead of the auditorium, after a couple more weeks, because of the power of God, it moved into the gymnasium. And because of the power of God unto salvation, it didn't just stay there, but it went to the local arena because it was so big, the power of God working through one young lady to live out her purpose in power. Even in this town, we love Tess Fisher. She is gone away at college right now. But this young lady, when she was in high school, she got excited about a visitor contest for an iPod, which was like brand new back in the day. It was that long ago. It's weird. Paperweights now. But she got so excited, she started inviting a couple friends, and then she realized she had power from heaven to see people come to Jesus, to see her school change. I know in my heart of hearts, when she graduated from that little school, Odessa Montour, that I believe probably 95% of people had heard about Jesus and salvation and the opportunity because one young lady was obedient and wanted to live out her purpose in the power of God that was given to her. See, church, we know that according to the Bible, we all have a purpose. Whether you be a finger or a toe, a hand or an eye, we all have a purpose from God. And when we can live out that God-given purpose, I believe we can start to make a massive dent. Not just a massive dent, but we can redeem souls back from hell. Because that's what we're here for. Our purpose at the end of the day is to empty the gates of hell in the power of Jesus Christ. Is to see people healed, baptized in the Holy Ghost, set free from bondage, set free from addiction, set free from every single thing the enemy would try to throw on them. Zechariah 4, 6 and 7, then he answered and spoke to me, saying this by the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power. Remember Noah? It wasn't by his might. wasn't by his power. If he built his own boat, it would have had to have been by his might and his power. But by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. See, if you want to see what God has called you to do, move forward. If you want to see your purpose come alive, if you want to see people in heaven, if you want to see mighty things happen through your hands, if you want to be used in many mighty works of heaven, it's not by your power, it's not by your might, but it's by the Spirit of God, the reign of God, the anointing of heaven that He's ready to pour out. He wants you to live in obstacles into miracles. Barriers into breakthroughs. Financial issues, absolutely gone. You got people that haven't been accepting of the salvation of God. I challenge you. Move in the anointing. Get a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge for them. See them healed and then see them deny God. The anointing does mighty works. Works that we can try for thousands of years. Because you can sweat greatly, but great sweat does not equal great impact. You can have great zeal, but it does not always bring accomplishment. The anointing of God, the power of God working through you will bring accomplishment. How do I get this? How does this come alive in my life? What happens? Acts 1:8, Jesus, it was like the last thing he said to his disciples. He said, but the Spirit will come upon you, and you'll be able to bear witness to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the world. But the Spirit of God will come upon you. See, I believe that we need a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. Some people say, I've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost. I don't know what that means. That means you've been given power from heaven. That means you've been given power from heaven to do many mighty works, to tell the ends of the world about the goodness and the good news and the power and the love of Jesus Christ. See, we're not beat down, we're not broke down, we're not pathetic, we're not apathetic, but we're powerful men and women of Jesus Christ, full of power that raised Jesus from the grave. And we've been called to do many mighty works. You say, well, I've already been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good for you. In Acts 4, it says, when they were going through some trial and tribulation, they all got together and they prayed. And they said, God, that you would stretch out your mighty hand. And the Word of God says that that building was shaken again. And as it was shaken, they were filled up with boldness again. They were filled up with power again. See, church, I know we've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, but have we spent time in the presence to get shaken up again with some boldness and excitement as we move into the last 4 months of 2018 to empty the gates of hell? We got to ask from the bottom of our heart, Zechariah 10:1, ask the Lord for rain in the spring, for he makes the storm clouds and he will send showers of rain so every field becomes a lush pasture. You want the anointing of God? You want the power of God? With a pure heart, ask this: pour on me the rain needed for breakthrough. Give me the rain. Give me the anointing that I need for breakthrough in my work, for breakthrough in my finances, for breakthrough in my family. Give me the anointing of heaven to see many mighty works, to lift your name on high, to empty the gates of hell. Because Sheol had to open up its mouth larger, but I'm going to start pulling them out. I'm not going to let them go down like that. I'm going to be the one. I'm going to be the one. I'm going to be the one to empty the gates of hell. And King David said it like this. He said, oh God, you are my God. Early I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. See, this morning, I think a lot of people are in a dry and thirsty land where no water has been. But check out this last moment. He said, to see thy power and thy glory. God, you are my God. Early I will seek you. My soul longs for you. If you desire it, he'll pour it out. If you desire power, he'll pour it out. If you desire the anointing, he'll pour it out. If you desire many mighty works to see the gates of hell absolutely destroyed, he'll pour it out. I don't care how big it is, how small it is. I don't care what he's called you to do. It can move by the power of God. It can move with the power of God. It will move as you operate in your purpose. It will move by the power of God. So, body of Christ, I believe these last 4 months will be the greatest harvest that His Tabernacle Family Church has ever seen. Because we're a body that moves in the anointing, the rain of heaven, to see many mighty works. Christian, anointed one of heaven. Today I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes. All across this place, you're saying, I like the sound of power, and I've been going, I need breakthrough. I'm addicted. I'm far from Jesus. I'm in my sins. I need Jesus. I need separation from sin. I don't only need power, but most importantly, I need Jesus. What you opened up the service with, that the beginning of the Spirit is salvation. And that's John chapter 4. I need salvation from my sins. I need separation from my sins. I need Jesus. If that's you today and you said, I need Jesus. I need Jesus. He's the only way to heaven. I need Jesus. I want you to shoot your hand into the air on the count of three. 3, 2, 1. Go ahead. Shoot your hand into the air. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I need everybody to stand to your feet. It's going to be a little bit different of an end to a service that we're used to. If you raise your hand, I want you to quickly and boldly make your way out of your seat to the front of this altar real quick. Family of God, will you put your hands together for them as they make their way out of their seats? Come on. Go ahead. Coming from the back. It's not too late. If you didn't raise your hand, the altar's still open to give it to Jesus. Don't leave yet. We're not done. Amen. 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 Body of Christ, here's what we're going to do. We're all going to pray together and go over here with my friends Bruce and Eileen. I love them so much. They're such an amazing addition and work and purpose in this body. I love Bruce and Eileen. Let's bow our heads real quick. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that you gave your Son for me. I believe that he came. I believe that he died for me. Today I turn from my sins and I turn all the way to you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Don't go anywhere. We're not done. That was the first level of the Spirit. The second level of the Spirit, John chapter 7, verse 38, said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Yes. Speaking of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I believe this morning that God wants to baptize people in the Holy Spirit, which means he's going to mark you with power. Yes. He's going to give you power from heaven to do and live out the purpose he's called you to live out. That you're not on a single player mission in enemy territory, but you're in a co-mission with the... How do you even describe... Man, you're on a mission with Jesus Christ. With his power. The one that holds the keys of sin and death. You're on a mission with him. That's you saying, you know what? I need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. There's an evidence of that, and that's speaking in tongues. You know, well, that's weird. I'm not doing that. It's just an evidence. Don't make things weird that aren't weird. It's from God. Every good and perfect gift is from God. That's you, and you're saying, I'm ready for power, and evidence is the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues. And you're saying, you know what? I was operating in power. Now I feel empty. I need to get top back up. I need to get filled back up. Man, I'm telling you, it's going to break out in this place. I believe, I sincerely believe what I said, that this will be the greatest season of harvest this church has ever seen. Because the body is operating in power. I'll tell you another quick test, two quick testimonies. I was in Bell's Cafe. Love that spot, free plug. But there was an older lady, and she was like 85. And I was like, she had workout clothes on. I was like, dang, that's impressive. Good for you. And I walked up, I was like, did you just leave the gym? She said, no, I left physical therapy. My knees are messed up. My hips are messed up. My ankles are messed up. I said, well, do you know Jesus? Yeah. And I got to share the good news of Jesus with her, that he's a healer, that he wants to set her free, that we don't have stairs in our church so she can walk right in just fine, and Jesus will set her free. I believe that she was healed that morning. Also, ready? This week, I had a friend reach out to me. I haven't talked to him since high school. It's been like 8 years. He got a hold of me and said, "It's been a while, man." Yes, it has. How are you? He said, "What do I do if I feel like I'm far from God because of my sins?" Like, that's a layup. Thank you. Super easy. Got to share the gospel with him. You know the power of Jesus? My friend gave his life to Jesus for the first time that afternoon, that night. And the next text message, you know what it was? And this is why it's so important that we're working to empty the gates of hell together every single day. The next text message was, "Thank you. I almost committed suicide last night because I've been battling addiction for the last 5 years, and every time I get free, it comes right back." That's why we have a purpose. That's why we have power. Do you have breath this morning? If you have breath, I believe you have purpose. And if you have purpose, I believe that God has power for you to accomplish what he's called you to accomplish. So if that's you this morning, say, "I don't just want the well, I want the river. But I'm not just happy with the river. I want the anointing of heaven. I want the rain of heaven." I want you to get out of your seat and fill the front up real quick. We're going to lay hands on you, for this season is a season of power. If that's you and you said, "I want power, I want increased power, I want to be filled up, I want to be refilled, I want to see many mighty works happen through my hands, I want to see friends and family members saved, I want to see barriers turn into breakthroughs, I want to see mountains turn into highways, I want to see the sea dried up so I can walk through it." If that's you this morning, I want you to boldly, quickly make your way out of your seat. God's going to move in this place. God's going to absolutely endue you with more power from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's still more room. There's still more room. And I don't believe anyone has enough power yet. The Spirit is without measure. You can have more and more and more every single day. His tabernacle, staff and pastoral team, here's what we're going to do, guys. With your hands raised, we're going to sing this song. The staff is going to come around. They're going to lay hands on you. And I believe that there will be a transfer, an anointing that is placed inside your spirit, a baptism that is so unshakable. Tomorrow you're going to walk into work, but like, "He needs Jesus." And I believe he's going to show you, tell you, equip you, and empower you to break through those chains. You guys ready? His tabernacle, you ready to empty the gates of hell together? Wasn't very convincing. You ready to empty the gates of hell? Come on, let's go ahead and sing that. We're going to lay hands on you. Keep your hands up and worship. Keep your hands up and worship.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
To break every chain,
to break every chain, break.
for your blood that breaks the chains.
I hear the chains falling.
But I want you to overflow, break the chains.
I hear the chains falling.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Sing that again. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
The chains falling.
The chains of my body.
name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
To break every chain,
to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
To break,
to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
To break every chain.
To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
The altars are open with the prayer team if you need prayer for anything. If you didn't get prayed for yet, we're right here, right at the front. We love you. Make an impact this week. Move in power this week. See souls saved this week. See people healed this week through your hands in your purpose. We love you, His Tabernacle. Have an amazing week. We'll see you at Next Steps on Tuesday or on Thursday. Have a phenomenal week. Have fun in back to school season. Win souls. Win souls.